Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Just say one.
Yeah. hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus.
I do the honor
in Jesus' name to be before you on today, praise God. Once again,
we have an opportunity
to get it right. Hallelujah.
We have an opportunity
to say thank you, Jesus, and glory to your name, God. We have an opportunity
to acknowledge
God in the name of Jesus on today. Have you said thank you today?
Have you said
glory to your name, God, on today?
Have you
acknowledged God in any way unto how you are where you are on today, today?
If this is the
day that the Lord has made, and as they say, I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. I'm truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. Well, we come before you on this evening, praise God, continuing reading the anointed, hallelujah, the anointed word of God out of the King James Version, praise God, of God's holy word.
Currently in
the book of Proverbs, praise God, chapter 10. And we continuously move on as God continues to allow his spirit and joy and peace to go through the radio waves on today. I first want to first give all honor and praise to God, who is the head of my life. Lord God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. And then I also like to honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who's very instrumental in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God. We thank you in the name of Jesus for all of what it is that you do in Jesus' name. I also want to acknowledge Julian Shaw, praise God. If you're out there, God bless you. Ministry here, we continue praying for you in the name of Jesus. And we also acknowledge Eddie Shaw, praise God, out of Chicago, Illinois. God bless you. We continue to pray for you in the name of Jesus and your health, praise God. We also acknowledge Bishop Joel David Trout out of Los Angeles, California. And also, he sets up ministries in Georgia as well. God bless Bishop Joel David Trout. Amen. Mother Apostle Elliott, God bless her in the name of Jesus and what she does. And we give blessings unto Pastor Heal and, amen, Pastor Michael Hart, amen, out of Springfield, Illinois. Amen. We acknowledge those out there in Portugal for listening in on the radio station on today. Praise God. We also thank you for those that are in West Korea. Amen. God bless you for joining us on today. Praise God. And we just thank God in Canada and those that are in Germany. Praise God. We just give you praise, Father, for those that are listening in unto us. And if you're listening through the archives, God bless each and every one of you. Let us, as we always do, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. As we come before you on this evening, Lord God, we pause for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, we say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your peace that has been bestowed upon our hearts, oh God. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you stray us away from any hurt, harm, or danger, and that you open up windows that can no man close, and that what's for us is for us, and we give you praise all today for what it is that you're preparing us for. Lord God, we once again give you that praise, honor, and glory for who you are and all of what you've done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once again,
praise God, praise God, praise God. We thank God for all those that are joining in on us today. Amen. We thank you, Brother Mark. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Sister Susan, hallelujah. God bless you in the name of Jesus. If you desire to support a ministry here at David and Diane Ministry and Friends, feel free to go to shawdavid1968@yahoo.com. That's shawdavid1968@gmail.com. Praise God, and all of what's brought forth goes towards helping those that are in need. We help close the homeless. We also feed the hungry. Amen. We also help those that are trying to get a start up. Amen. Women and young men who have issues getting jobs and just need a little help. People that have certain types of illnesses or diseases that otherwise are turned away, we offer assistance in the name of Jesus. So, praise God. That's where our finances and what the support goes for, as well as the radio station. So if you choose to desire to sow a seed into our ministry, praise God. God bless you. And nonetheless, we thank you for joining nonetheless, just hearing us and praying for us.
Let us continue
to move forward as we give the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen. We're coming out of Proverbs chapter 10, praise God. Proverbs chapters, let us weep.
A wise son walketh a glad father, but a foolish son is a heaviness of his mother.
Treasures and
wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked.
He becometh poor that dealeth with the slack hand, but the hand that is diligent maketh rich.
He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that is causeth shame on the head of the just.
But violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The more memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall.
The wise
in heart will receive commandment,
but the prudent
shall fall.
He that
walketh in uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his way shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but prating fool shall fall.
The mouth of the
righteous man is the well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked.
Hate stir up strife, but love covereth all sin.
In the lips
of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But the rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding.
Wise
men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction.
The rich man's wealth is his strong city.
The destruction
of the poor is the poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life. The fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that useth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool.
In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that remaineth his lips is wise.
The tongue of
the just is as choice silver.
The heart of the
wicked is a little worth.
The lips of the
righteous feed many, but fools die for what of wisdom.
The blessing of the
Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to be mischief.
But a man of
understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more.
But the righteous
is an everlasting foundation.
As vinegar, and as smoke
to the eye, as is the slaggard to them that tend him.
The fear of the
Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened.
The hope of the
righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity.
The righteous shall
never be removed.
The wicked
shall not inherit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the forward tongue shall be cut off.
The lips of
the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh foulness.
Chapter 11.
A false ballot is abomination to the Lord, but the just weight is his delight.
When pride
cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness and transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness.
The righteousness
of the upright shall deliver them, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness.
When a
wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of the unjust man perish. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. With his mouth destroyeth
his neighbor, but
through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoice, and when the wicked perish, perish shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but as overthrown by the mouth of the wicked.
That is void
of wisdom.
Despises his neighbor.
But a man of understanding holds his peace.
A childbearer revealeth secrets, but he that is
a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
He that is
surety for the stronger, stranger shall smart.
And he
that hateth suretyship is sure.
A gracious
woman retaineth honor. A strong man retaineth riches.
The merciful
man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to light, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of the forward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright to their way are his delight. Thou hand joy in him,
how wicked
shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the upright shall be delivered.
As a jewel of gold in the swan's snout,
so is a fair woman with discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. That is that scratch.
And yes, and there is that
withholdeth more than is meant, but it tendeth to poverty.
The liberal
soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him. But blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it.
He that
diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in the riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch.
He that
troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be compensed
in the earth. Chapter 21.
Chapter 12. Lord, the wicked in the center, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish.
A good man
obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will be condemned. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. A righteous woman, a virtuous woman, is a crown of her husband.
But she that
maketh ashamed is as wetness in his bones.
The thoughts of
the righteous are right, but the counsel of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be condemned according to his wisdom. He that
is of the perverse
heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread.
The righteous
man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread, but he that foolish followeth vain persons is void of understanding.
The wicked desire
the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yielded fruit. The wicked is sneered by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of the man's hand shall be rendered unto him. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes,
but he that
hindereth hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. Fool's wrath is presently known, but the prudent man covereth shame. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is help.
The lips of
peace shall be established forever, but the lying tongue is quick for a moment.
It is in the
heart of them that imagine evil, but in the counsel of the peace is joy.
There
shall no evil upon happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute.
Heaviness is
the heart of a man maketh it stoop,
but
a good word maketh it glad. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked
is them. The slothful
man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the sustenance of the diligent man is precious.
In the way of
the righteousness is life, and in the pathway thereof there is no death.
Proverbs chapter 13.
A wise son heareth his father's instructions, but a scorner heareth not rebuke.
A man
shall eat good by the fruit of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life. But he that openeth wide his mouth shall have destruction. The soul of the sluggard desireth hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The righteous man hateth lying, but the wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but with wickedness overthroweth the sinner.
There is that maketh
himself rich, yet
hath nothing.
There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches.
The ransom
of the man's life are his riches, but the poor he hath not rebuked. The light of the righteous rejoice, But the laugh of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention. But with the well advised is wisdom. Well begotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that fears the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life. To depart from the snares of death, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealt with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. A wicked messenger falleth into mischief, but the faithful ambassador's health. Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. The desire accomplished is a fruit to the soul, but it is abomination of fools to depart from evil. He that walketh with wise men shall be wise. A companion of fools shall be destroyed. Evil pursueth sinners, but to the righteous good shall be repaid. A good man leaveth the inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of a sinner is laid up for the just. Just food is in the tillage of the poor, but there's that is destroyed for what a judgment. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him. The righteous eateth at the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked shall want. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but a fool striketh it down with her hands. Proverbs chapter 14. He that walketh in his upright feareth the Lord, but he that is perverse in his ways despiseth him. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Where no oxen are, the crib is clean, but what increases by the strength of the ox, witnesses will not lie, but the false witness will utter lies. A scorner seeketh wisdom and findeth it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. Go from the presence of a foolish man when thou perceivest not in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools make a mock of sin, but among the righteous there is favor. The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and the stranger do not immediate intermingle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way which seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of the merry. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and the good man shall be satisfied from himself. That simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. A wise man fears and departeth from evil, but the fool regards and is confident. He that is soon anger dealeth foolishly, and a man the wicked devices is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. The fool bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteousness. The poor is hated even of his own neighbor, but the rich hath many friends.
He that despises his neighbor sinneth, but he that hath mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. And all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to purity. But the talk of the lips, the crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. The true witness delivereth souls, but the deceitful witness speaketh lies. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have the place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. In the multitude of people is the king's honor, but in the want of people is the destruction of the prince. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty to spirit exalted folly, a sound heart is the life of his flesh. But in the rottenness of the bones, he that oppresses the poor reproacheth his maker. But he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. The wicked is driven away in his wickedness, but the righteous hath hope in his death. Wisdom resteth in the heart of him that hath understanding, but that which is in the midst of fools is made known. Righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to many people. The king's favor is toward the wise servant, but his wrath is against him that causeth shame. Chapter 15. A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge upright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are in every place. Behold the evil and the good. The wholesome tongue is the tree of life, but perverseness therein is the branch. The brute in the spirit, a fool despiseth his father's instructions, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. In the house of the righteous is much treasure, but in the reverseness of the wicked is trouble. The lips of the wise disperse knowledge, but the heart of the fool is doeth not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination of the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is delight. The way of the wicked is the abomination unto the Lord, but the love of him after righteousness. Cool. Amen. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. Hell and destruction are before the Lord. How much more than the hearts of the children of men? Loveth not one of the reproach him, neither will he go unto the wise. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart the spirit is broken. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. All the days of the afflicted and are evil. But he that is of a merry heart hath a continuing feast. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Better is the dinner of herbs where love is than a stall ox and hatred thereof. The wrathful man stirreth strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth strife. The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. A wise son maketh a glad father, but the foolish man despiseth his mother. Follow Folly is joy to him that is of wisdom.
But a man of
understanding walketh uprightly, without counsel purposes of disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth and the word spoken in due season. How good is it?
The way of life is above to the wise,
that he may depart from hell beneath. The Lord would destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow.
The thoughts of
the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant words. He that is greedy of pain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. The heart of the righteous steadieth to answer, but the wicked pour out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. The light of the eyes rejoiceth the heart, and the good report maketh the bones fat.
The ear
that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. He that refuseth instruction despises his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom,
and before honor is humility.
Chapter 15.
The preparations
of the heart of man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit.
Commit thy
works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Every one that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished.
By mercy
and truth, iniquity is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, man depart from evil. When the man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps.
A divine
sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in the judgment. A just weight and balance are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh right. The wrath of a king is as messengers
of death,
but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is light, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain.
How
much better is it to get wisdom than gold,
and
to get understanding rather than choice than silver.
The highway
of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is to be an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetest of the lips increaseth learning. Understanding is the wellspring of life unto him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise teacheth his mouth, and a
addeth learning to his lips. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to his bones. There's a way that seemeth right unto man, but to the end thereof are the ways of death. He that laboreth for himself, for his mouth craveth it on him. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. A forward man soweth strife, and the whisper separateth the chief friends. A violent man entices neighbor and leadeth him into the way that is not good. He shutteth his eyes to devise forward things, moving his lips. He bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is the crown of glory. If it be found in the way of righteousness, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh the city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing thereof is of the Lord. 17. That is a dry morsel of quietness therewith, then the house full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son that causeth shame, and shall have part in the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the heart. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to the naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of gold. Men in the glory of children are the fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less by lying lips a prince. A gift is as precious stone in the eyes of him that hateth it. Whithersoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into the wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps make a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave of contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord. Wherefore is there a price in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it? A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. He loved transgressions that loveth strife, and he that exalted his gate seeketh destruction. He that hath a forward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and a father of a fool hath no joy.
A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but the broken spirit drieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to prevent the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ways, in the ends of the earth. The foolish son is a grief to his father. The bitterness of her that dwelleth him. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spared his words. And a man of understanding is an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding.
Chapter 18.
To desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh the intimate of all wisdom. Who hath no delight of in understanding, but he that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with agony reproach. The words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellsprings of wisdom is the flow brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of the talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work, his brother to be him that is a great waster.
The name of the
Lord is a strong tower.
The righteous
runneth into it and is safe. The right man's willeth
is his
strong city, as a high wall in his own conceit.
Before
destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor
is humility.
He that answereth the matter before he heareth it is a folly and shame unto him.
The man
will sustain his infirmity, but the wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge,
and the ear of
the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just,
but his neighbor
cometh and searcheth him. The lot causeth contentions to cease.
The part between
the mighty, a brother offended his harder
to be won
than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled.
Death and life
are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Whoso
findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor useth
into you, but the rich
answereth roughly. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that striketh
than a brother. Chapter 19.
Better is a paw that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good. And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. foolishness of man preventeth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from the his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the prince, and every man is friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren for the poor do hate him. How much more do the friends go far from him?
He pursued
them with words, yet they were wanting to him. He that giveth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good.
A false witness
shall not be unpunished. And he that speaketh lies shall perish. Delight is not seemly for a fool, much less for the servant to have rule over princes.
The description
of a man devoureth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over the transgressions. The king wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is due upon the grass. The foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the continued of the wife are a continued dropping.
Housing.
Riches are the inheritance of fathers, and the prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness
casteth
into the deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his ways shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth upon the Lord, and he that which he hath given will pay him again.
Chasten,
thy son, while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare
from his claim.
A man of great wealth shall suffer punishment, for if they deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instructions, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall end stand. And the desire of a man is his kindness.
And a poor
man is better than a liar.
The fear of the
Lord tendeth
the life. And he that
hath it shall abide satisfied.
He shall not
be it visited with evil. The slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smite a scorner, and a simple will and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that
wasteth
his father
and kisseth away his mother
is a son that causeth shame and bringeth a reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge.
An ungodly
witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity.
Chapter 20.
Judgments are prepared for scorners, and strikes back a fool. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is a raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
The fear
of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is his
honor
for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be muddling.
The sluggard
will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep waters, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who finds can find.
a just man
walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king that sitteth in his throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes.
Can say, I have made my heart clean. I am pure from my sin.
Divers weight and divers measures, both of them are like abomination to the Lord. Even children is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, or whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Then thine eyes and thy shall be satisfied with bread.
It is not,
say the buyer, but when he is gone his way, then he boasteth, there is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his garment that is surety for the stranger, and take a pledge of him for the stranger's woman.
Bread of deceit
is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Whoso curseth his father and his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee.
Divers weights are the abomination to the Lord,
and a false balance is not good. Man's going are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? That a man who devoureth it which is holy, and the other vows that maketh iniquity, inquiry.
A wise
king scattereth the wicked and bringeth the wheel over them. The spirit of a man is a candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserveth the king, and his throne is uphold mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the glory. The blueness of a wound cleanseth away evil, so do stripes the inward part of the belly. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of Proverbs chapter 20. We continue on Monday. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed weekend. Be safe. And remember, we love you with the love of God here at David and Diane Ministry of Friends. Be blessed.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without.